Welcome, friend. I am Merit Ansa, your dream coach and host of the Devoted Dreamers podcast. And I believe God has an unfolding plan for your life, a God-shaped dream just for you. But there are mountains to climb between you and that dream, like fear, comparison, imposter syndrome. And what if I mess this up? Or maybe the next right step is just evading you, or you're constantly feeling overwhelmed or stuck. I promise you are not alone. And that's why I'm here, to bring you stories from sisters in Christ who have been there and have made it out on the other end. Stick around and you'll find a new episode every Wednesday morning and once a month a solo where I will coach you through the stages of following our God-shaped dreams and provide fuel for the fire that's already burning in your heart. If you're ready to find some real traction for your dream instead of sitting on the sidelines, subscribe to the show and then meet me back here every week for transformational tools to help you release the lies so you can freely show up in the world with your gifts, leaning on God in your weaknesses, and serving His kingdom with the dream He's given you. Hey, devoted dreamers, welcome back. This is season 9. Oh my goodness, I've been off for a month from delivering podcast episodes to you. So thank you so much for your patience while I have been away. And today I've got a little bit of a bonus introductory episode for you. And a lot of it is, I wanted to start this season right now here at the beginning of June. If you're listening on the day this has gone live, June 1st, yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of launching my podcast. And if you had asked me on June 1st of 2016, if I thought I would be doing this 5 years from now, I think I would have been like, I don't know. I'm just doing this thing. But it has been since then a half of a decade of transformation and of trusting God more and more each day. And then also quite a bit of running back to Him when I realize I've started to depend on myself or my own strength again. And that's just like not working out for me. And gosh, you know, if it were entirely up to me, I think I feel like I probably would have quit this thing a long time ago. You see, I consider myself a bit of a risk taker, an adventurer even, but with a caveat. I'm a risk taker or an adventurer only so long as it doesn't cost me too much. And I don't mean money necessarily. And also, as long as the adventure serves something that was for me, something that I desired for myself, then sure, I'm in 100%. But you want to know what happens when we set out on a path toward our God-shaped dreams? Some of you know the answer to this because you're doing it right now. You're on that journey with me, but you hit a roadblock, or there's this fork in the road and you're not sure which direction you should go. Or maybe you take a detour, intended or not, and you end up who knows where, and then have to find your way back to where you originated. Or maybe you picked up someone along the way on the journey, and that person prefers to move at a little bit of a slower pace than you. Or let me tell you this one, you just get tired. Or somewhere mixed up in that, you are also feeling defeated. You find that you lack motivation to keep going. You wonder if all of this effort is even going to be worth it in the end, because doing this thing is hard. It's hard. And it takes way more out of you than you ever expected. You never meant to give this much of yourself to it. And yet, for some reason, probably unknown to you right now, if you are experiencing any of this, you are not able to let it go. The God-shaped dream just stays right there in the forefront of your mind or of your heart. It just keeps coming up again and again and again. And people often ask me, because, you know, this has been my focus now for the last 5 years, talking to women about their God-shaped dreams. People often ask, Merit, what have you learned from your own experience of talking to so many women dreamers You know, having close to 200 guests over the last 5 years who've come on the show and shared their experience and then my own experience. And so I thought I would spend some time during this bonus episode today kicking off season 9 and year 6, what, of this podcast. I thought I would spend some time today just sharing some of the big takeaways that I feel like have been consistent and therefore kind of rise to the surface for me in terms of what I have learned in my own walking through a God-shaped dream and in talking to so many other women who have done the same. So I'm hoping that these will serve you as you consider what your dream might be or as you're taking those steps even today or this week to pursue your own dream. And there are 3 big takeaways I've got for you. Number one, and I think this was maybe the most important for me as I was really early on in pursuing my dream. Number one is that everyone struggles with fear of some sort, and that might look like doubt in some people, but this wrestling of like, I feel like I can't step forward because I am so terrified of XYZ outcome, or maybe you don't even know what the outcome is, but you're so fearful of what this is going to cost you, of what it's going to do to your life, like how your life is going to change if you say yes to this thing. This is so common to just feel fearful of something that is kind of bigger than yourself. Not kind of, it is way bigger than yourself. This is so common. And everyone struggles with fear and or doubt. You might be fearful of something different than your sister in Christ next door, but we all have it. We all have it in one way or another. So I guess the takeaway from that takeaway, does that even make sense? But I think the thing about it that really helped me was to know that I wasn't the only one that felt this way, that this wasn't a unique position to be in. And if other people felt fear and doubt, and I was watching them walk forward in their dream, that maybe I could too. Maybe I could face that fear or walk into it, not letting it control me, right? Okay, think about that for a minute. Takeaway number 2, much to what you might believe, looking at other people who are pursuing their God-shaped dreams, takeaway number 2 is that no one has it automatically figured out when they are just starting. In fact, I would venture to say that there are a lot of people who, like me, are 5 to 10 years into a dream, and they are still tweaking and refining it along the way. And it doesn't mean that they did something wrong earlier, that tweaking and refining and learning is totally a part of the game. It's totally a part of it. That if you set your mind on something today, 5 years from now, it's going to look really different than what you envisioned when you first set out. And it should, because you are different. The world around us is different. There's just no status quo kind of once you start walking down this road. And so to think that somebody who may be a little bit further ahead of you, whether that's in years or in experience, to think that that person like has it all figured out is totally a lie. And it's something maybe that the enemy could be using to completely sabotage the dream that you have on your heart to keep that from coming to fruition. So let me tell you, do not let that lie that somebody else has it all figured out and therefore you're clueless. No, that's not true. We're all a work in progress. We're all just trying to figure this out on the road. So takeaway number 3, maybe I've covered this already, but if you can get past the lies that are wrapped up in number 1 and number 2, that like fear is unusual or that like you should have it all figured out. If you can get past all of that and just start, This is huge. The momentum that comes out of the action steps that you take are what provides fuel to keep you taking more steps forward. But you have to actually start. You can't just keep sitting there thinking about, like, maybe someday, and then end up taking that dream to your grave. Okay? So, and I will admit, starting does feel like the hardest part before you have started. It is so difficult. That mountain feels so high to climb, or that wall is too big to get over. Like, it's the hardest part until you actually do it, until you actually figure out, like, what would it take for me to get started? And then as you do that a little bit at a time, you realize that the barriers to your dream aren't what you thought they were. In fact, a lot of times, not at all what you thought they were, not what you feared at all. It all just kind of shifts on its head when you start and begin to make the most of the momentum to move forward. So 5 years into this thing, there are some ways that I still feel so much like a novice, because what seemed paralyzing in 2016 is completely commonplace now, if you know what I mean. Like, I had never hosted a podcast before, but now it is just what I do week in and week out. And it is so incredibly rewarding. Side note, there's so much more reward than I expected. And yet the thing, like, hosting this podcast almost like was the end of the dream. Like, if anywhere along the line I had been like, you know what, that tech stuff, that's just way too hard. I don't understand it. You want to know a secret? I still don't understand it. I still don't. My editor has explained specific things about audio engineering to me multiple times, and I'm like, I don't get it. I'm just not wired that way. But if I had let that paralyze me, this podcast would have never happened, right? And today, here I am. Turn on the microphone, start talking. So I just say all that to encourage you that what you think is going to be the barrier is probably not the actual barrier, and that you are not doing this alone, that you were never meant to do this alone. And sometimes the resources and the support that you need in the process don't actually come into play until you're doing the work. And so those are my three takeaways of like what I have learned in these last 5 years. Of course, there's probably a dozen more, but I thought I would keep it simple and sweet for you all who are still in that place of like, but I don't know. Let me just tell you, go do it. And in case you didn't catch it last season, I've started talking about how I've launched my dream coaching business as the next level opportunity for devoted dreamers who have a dream but don't know where to start, or you've gotten held up somewhere on that journey and you're ready to begin to build a support system for yourself that's going to help you break through what's got you stuck and accelerate your next steps. And I want to talk a little bit about what it looks like to work with a dream coach and why I think you should consider it. So I've got six here, and I'm going to try to keep it simple and give you a little bit of a who, what, when, where, why, how. That's five. So we'll see where I got off in my counting. But if you were to kind of walk through dream coaching with me, I feel like there's this framework of things to work through as you are getting started and moving towards your dream. And so this is what I want to help women with, to get past some of that fear and like the made up emotional stuff in your head that's keeping you stuck from the practical things that you just need to do. Like I mentioned in number three, that you just need to do to get that momentum going and to kind of get that fuel for the fire of pursuing your dream. So number one, the first thing that we would do in dream coaching, and you might be in a completely different place from somebody else I might work with, but It's the what. What is the dream? We will define the dream and get clarity on exactly what that is. And if you're still kind of unsure, we are going to do a lot of looking at your gifts, your talents, your passions, your desires, your life skills and experiences to see where those things align with kind of what God has put on your heart. The thing, like, sometimes it's just, it feels like this nebulous thing. And so we're going to get concrete and look at what has God already worked out in you, in your life, and how can we use that information that is totally unique to you to help you define exactly what your dream is so that you know what it is you're walking towards. And I kind of want to say this in terms of, like, what is your dream today? We will define what it is today because it can change and it will change. Mine has changed. I didn't start out thinking about dream coaching. So we're just going to be in the moment and work through defining what that is for you, getting clarity on what is the dream today. Okay. So then the second thing we talk about is, who does it serve? If you have a God-shaped dream, it is not just going to be you that it serves. I think I can, like, 99.99% guarantee that it's not going to be about you. You will gain so much from stepping into it, but there is an audience that your dream will serve. And we're going to spend some time figuring out who that is and why it's those people. Then number three, when is the right time? And I hear a ton of people that join my Facebook group or respond to comments on Instagram in posts that I make or conversations that I've had, just so kind of tied up in knots over the timing. I've got kids at home, or I'm homeschooling kids, or I've got a full-time job, or whatever it is. I'm going back to grad school. Like, there's, right, a million things that could stand in the way of the, you know, whatever the best timing might seem like for your God-shaped dream. And so we're going to talk through in dream coaching what has to be in place first for you to step out into your dream, and then figuring out, is there something that you need to finish or start before you are free to pursue the dream. So we've got who, what, when. Number four is where. Where does this dream exist? Is your dream, does it involve something in your neighborhood or your community or your kid's school? Is it online, or is it in person in a different way? Is it a book, or is it something else that maybe we just don't even know yet? Where does your dream exist? And then number five, and this is so big. I mean, if you've been around online business for any period of time, this isn't going to surprise you, but what's your why? What's the why? Why do you want this? Because even if it is a God-shaped dream, I venture to say that you kind of have to want it. Because if you don't want it, when it gets hard, you're going to quit. And so then what was all that time you spent or that investment for? So why? We're going to dig into, why do you want to do this? What's the compelling factor that serves as the foundation for all that you do? So that on those days when whatever it is that you're doing physically begins to feel like drudgery, or you're checking things off a to-do list that you're like, I had no idea these, like, minuscule little details were going to be part of this dream, you can go back to your why and remind yourself of why this was even in your heart in the first place. Like, what did God do in you to make you so passionate about this thing? We have to remember what fuels that fire and what fueled it in the beginning, because otherwise there are so many little minute details that will just get us off track so easily. And then finally, about the why, is it strong enough to stand up against the adversity that comes? And so the adversity might be those little annoying things that you wish you didn't have to do, or there might be some greater adversity, like from the enemy who is just kind of threatening to take you out and your entire dream with you. So is that why going to stand up against whatever he might throw your way? Okay, so that was the five. Oh, how? That's what I forgot. How does your dream manifest? How does it come to life? So those are the six things that we work through in dream coaching. And once we have worked through all of that, the next big step is helping you figure out, like, what is it that, what and who is going to support you as you move into the dream? And no surprise, I always say, God-shaped dream, this phrase you will hear in every episode of my podcast. I say it because I truly believe that you were made with a purpose, that God created you with a unique design for a kingdom contribution to this world. Even if your dream is the farthest thing from what most would call a quote-unquote ministry. And so when I talk about who and what is going to support you as you move ahead, there's this kind of spiritual foundation that I feel like you have to kind of carry with you and grow as a part of pursuing your dream. God has given you a purpose just for you. And unless he's made it undeniably clear to you, I honestly don't think it matters how you do the dream or even what the dream is. And let me kind of explain that a little bit. What I'm trying to say here is God's not up there being like, okay, I've given this person this mission in life, and if she doesn't do it this way, then failure, right? No, we have free will. We get to choose. And I just have this this really strong sense that there's a reason he's put something on your heart, and then you get to step into it in the way that is most you, that is influenced by all of your life and your character and your personality and the Holy Spirit living in you and all the different ways that he uniquely created you. And this is my experience, but this is kind of the foundation of why I feel like I wanted to even begin to talk about all of this on a podcast. And it's that our big, scary, audacious dreams feel so big because they are his making. And therefore, we were not meant to do this alone. God knows. He knows that this dream is going to stretch you. He knows it's going to totally take you out of your comfort zone. You're just going to leave that comfort zone in the dust. And it might very likely bring you to your knees. You will learn so much about yourself along the way of pursuing your dream, but even that is not the point of the dream. Instead, when you venture out into uncharted territory, when you do the hard things, when you'd rather just be sitting on the couch scrolling Instagram or binging Netflix, when you choose to do the hard things that are going to advance that God-shaped dream forward, it's going to take it out of you. It will demand that you put your hope in something other than your abilities or your performance, because all of that is going to fail you at some point. Your hustle, your skills, your expertise, all of that will fail you at some point. But what is the one thing that will not fail you? God, right? Our Father in heaven. How do you plant yourself next to something that is not going to waver, that won't let you down, that will grow roots deep into the terra firma and hold you tight when that road is rocky? It's the Lord. He's the one that's with us in all the good, in all the challenging things that we face in our lives. And I don't doubt that He offers up opportunities that will bring you such joy, but also increasing dependence on Him. Because isn't that right where He wants us? Right near Him, next to Him. No, I mean, He's there. He's there. It's just our, you know, we get caught up in the day-to-day life and the face-to-face experiences that we have with others, and we forget that He is right with us all the time. And He knows that that's where the goods are, that our deep need is really for Him and not in the things of this world. Those things are gifts and common grace, but if we put our hope in that or in the success of our dream or in the way we pursue it, all of that stuff is shaky ground. And so to step into this dream, if you haven't done so yet, it will change your life. It will change how you see and believe God. It will change how you see yourself. It will change where you put your hope and how you prioritize your days. And all of that, my friend, is my why. To see women like you, God's precious daughters, living in freedom and not fear, and pursuing what God made you for your good and for the good of His kingdom and for the praise of His glory, that is why I do what I do. And if you will allow me, a couple seasons ago, I really got into studying Ephesians 1 as it relates to just pursuing our God-shaped dreams. And you've maybe heard me say that just something different happens within me when I hear scripture read to me. And what better way to read scripture to you than here on a podcast? So I am going to read to you Ephesians 1 of 3 through 14, maybe not every last sentence of that. But I just want to share this with you today because I think it's incredibly important to just kind of dig into as we consider our God-shaped dreams, what God says about who we are and the blessings that He's given us in Christ. So this is starting Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. There, I'm reading from the ESV. And now I want to skip over to the Passion Translation and read verses 11 and 14, maybe a little bit of 13. Here we go. This is the Passion Translation. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in His heart. Now we have been stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. He is given to us like an engagement ring is given to a bride, as the first installment of what's coming. He is our hope, promise of a future inheritance, which seals us until we have all of redemption's promises and experience complete freedom, all for the supreme glory and honor of God. And verse 14 in the ESV talks about, or that last phrase is, all of that happens to the praise of his glory. And as I read these words about being predestined and being adopted and all of it for the purpose of his will, we have been redeemed through his blood. And then here in the TPT where it says he's given us our destiny, he's given us things to do, not to earn anything, not to be approved by God at all, but as a gift, as an opportunity to get to experience him in a different way as we step out into things that are totally above and beyond who we feel like we are in kind of this limited human nature. And I just feel like these verses are incredibly powerful in reminding us that his hand is in all of this. His hand is upon us, and he has purpose for our lives, for each person that he created. So I just leave you with that little bit of scripture, and go dig into it yourself. Go look at it in a couple different versions. Like, it is so incredibly beautiful, and I love to go back to that when I start to think about or question my why, like, why am I even doing this? Why do I even believe all of this? I go back to Ephesians 1. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. And hey, if you'd like to learn more about dream coaching, I'm still booking 30-minute discovery calls starting kind of towards the end of June and later on into the summer, but you can go book one of those. We can talk all about dream coaching and where you're at with your dream and what your greatest needs are. And if we feel like it could be a fit for us to work together, I would love to chat with you about that. Just visit the link bit.ly/dreamercall. to book your 30-minute discovery call. And before I go today, again, this is season 9. Woohoo! I'm super excited. And it is all about spurring you on to get started with your God-shaped dream or to keep going with whatever God has already given you to do. And so I want to give you a little bit of what you can expect for the rest of this season. As always, episodes go live every Wednesday morning. Kind of early. I schedule them for like 2:30 or 4:30 in the morning mountain time. And usually you'll see a solo episode from me about once a month, generally the first week of the month. And then the rest of the weeks are full of interviews with guests. So these are your sisters in Christ, if you're new here, just explaining it for you guys, who are already walking in their dreams. So you can glean from their experiences and wisdom and the story of what God's placed in their lap to do with their lives. And then something special I wanted to do for this summer and to kind of give us some shorter episodes on occasion is I'm calling them mini interviews. And we're going to see how it goes past summer. Maybe there'll be more of these into the fall, but I'm bringing back past guests from this show who have experienced something unique in pursuing their dream that I think you either might be curious about or you could learn from their journey to inform a bit of yours. Here's a few examples. My friend Katie, whose videos on TikTok have gone viral and attracted a little bit of unwanted attention, and how she's dealt with that. My friend Lauren, who's shifted her bilingual education business when her audience gave her some really, really clear feedback about what they wanted to purchase from her. We'll hear her story. And then Jane, who, I mean, this was the best illustration I could come up with. She has been doing somersaults for years about who her ideal coaching client is. And Jane's going to come on and talk to us about how she finally landed on one little niche. The struggle is real, my friends, and we're going to get to learn with Jane and from her as she walks us through that experience. And then obviously, we'll have full interviews as well. I've got those lined up already, even through July, I believe. So I'm pretty excited to share those with you guys. But next week, just a little preview of episode 199. It's with Katie McCowan. She's the wife of NFL quarterback Luke McCowan. She's a mama of six and author of the book She Smiles Without Fear, which you might recognize from Proverbs 31. And this is such a great interview, especially if you're one of those dreamers who's really struggling to believe you can ever find the time to pursue your dream. Did you catch it? Katie has 6 kids. So if she can do it, maybe you can too. This is a great conversation. I can't wait to share with you. So come back next week for that one. And then if I had a drum roll, maybe I could put that in here. But episode 200, I've been building up to this one for several months. If you're in my Facebook group, you already know that I've asked my friend and guest, Tabitha Bigby, to interview me for that one. A bunch of you have submitted questions, and she and I had such a fun conversation last month recording this episode. I cannot wait to share it with you. She's really funny. I appreciate her Enneagram 7 and her energy in that episode. It was super fun. And honestly, I just want to say I am so excited to jump back into this new season with you. Life has been kind of insane. I took May off because my family's getting ready to move in June, and that is still going to happen simultaneously with relaunching season 9 of the podcast. So if you are looking for me online and you can't seem to find me, that's why. But know that I will circle back around and connect with you. But before I go, I just pray that God's wisdom would be over you in this season of figuring out the next steps to your dream. I mean, it's summer right now, and a lot of people want to kind of chill out. I totally feel that vibe. I just want to like rest from the last 15 months that we have lived through. But honestly, if your dream has been kind of burning a hole in your heart for the last however many weeks, months, years, whatever it is, it is still going to do that, I think, during this summer. And so if that's you, if you feel like you do not have permission to let that go, I would just love for you to come on the journey with us this summer. Catch those episodes every Wednesday morning. Join the Facebook group and be part of the conversation and get moving in your God-shaped dream. I pray God's wisdom in this season of you figuring out those steps. But more than anything, I'm asking that He would give you a heart longing for deeper intimacy with Him, because that is where you will discover your greatest joy. Please know that I am with you in your dreaming, and I'm here for you if you need a partner on the journey. I'll see you next week to kick off season 9. Bye.